on Quinny's Best Variety Mix 97. Dr. Julie Galthorp with us this Wednesday morning talking about father effect. The role of dad in 2020 has really changed, and dads are getting more recognition. And
yeah. How are the beliefs changing?
But the attitudes or something like that. Are the attitudes changing?
Yeah. So, you know, the research that we talked about is an example of, you know, researchers coming to understand its importance. And it is important for dads to step up, but it's equally important for moms to encourage this and for those systems that are in place, such as legal, child welfare, even education, to promote this. And not just promote father involvement, but father parenting, so that very active involvement on a day-to-day basis, not just, you know, being the person that's allowed to have that fun weekend time or access time, but really being involved in day-to-day parenting.
And that's good to hear because, you know, it's long overdue. I think there's some guys, fathers over the years that felt through the courts. We've talked about that before on this show.
Mm-hmm.
That there seems to be a shift in the rulings with the court system, which is good. And dads now, you know, we're getting that credibility and respect that maybe has been missed over the years. Because you talk to dads and back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, if there was a divorce in the marriage, I don't have the facts, but I'm going to say it was probably 75 plus that the kids were raised by mom, which I'm not saying is a bad thing, but it seemed like dad got the short end of the stick.
Well, I think also, though, Sean, on that, like if you look back at those decades, the roles were very different, right? So I think probably that was reflecting that in those times also, the moms were the actively involved parents. So this isn't just like a given where, you know, that, yes, everyone is equally important, but it also needs to reflect how active people are involved in the caring for children. So in terms of, you know, as we're looking at now, dads are so much more involved than, say, those decades that you had mentioned. Some dads were still involved then. But I think the courts are reflecting what is more accurate in people's lives today. Now, I think that we've heard about the importance of dads always over that time being a good role model for sons. Hopefully what we're recognizing now is it's important for every child, regardless of gender, you know, and on the dad's side, there's that need to listen to children, play with them, teach their kids to be confident. And for parents, moms, dads, all of us to recognize that, you know, those nasty relationships when they separate are bad for kids. So if you're in one and you're trying to get through it, realize by battling time for your kids is bad for them. You both matter, and that needs to be taken into account.
I think for parenting, too, your relationship with your kids or your emotional, you know, how you feel emotionally, is kind of, on a daily basis, it's like a toilet seat at a mixed party. It's up and down. One minute it's great, and, you know, an hour later there's a disagreement on something else. It's just life. But at the end of the day, you got to work as a team to make it work.
That's true, yes. I've never heard that analogy before, but yes, what you said there at the end is true.
What? Up and down like a toilet seat at a mixed party? Thanks for this, Julie.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Dr. Julie Galthorp this morning.